The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Keep Calm and Crown On is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. If you're not yet in my Minute with Mary Marvelous VIPs Facebook group, I highly encourage you to come on in. Seriously, just search the hashtag Minute with Mary. I share skincare tips and makeup tips, and I often have deals and steals going on in there. So come on in, no obligation to buy whatsoever. And if you have been following me, you know that I love mascara. Even today, I wear no makeup whatsoever except mascara, because I just feel like it pulls me to being like a member of society. It makes me look like no longer a zombie.
You look like part of the royal family at that point.
Yeah, like I feel a little more polished. Like maybe I could be invited for tea. All thanks to mascara. And my favorite mascara is just the basic Epic mascara. And for you, our podcast listeners, we're offering a 15% discount. All you need to go is minutewithmary.com/discount.
I hear you have been getting in the way.
Who told you that?
There are no secrets in this place. Did you get a dressing down from our doughty queen?
Yes, I did. Oh, what's so funny?
Well, that's funny. The little girl admonishing the grand old admiral of the fleet.
Well, I'm glad it amuses you. Because the situation this country is facing is anything but amusing.
Oh, who cares, honestly? One of the few joys of being as old as we both are is that it's not our problem.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Keep Calm and Crown On. It's a podcast dedicated to the crown on Netflix. So grab your best cup of tea and let's get royal. Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I'm just trying to stay healthy. I'm just trying my best to stay healthy.
That's where we're at, Casa de Larson right now.
For those of you who don't know, our children have the flu. Well, one of our children has the flu right now, and oh, man.
We're doing everything we can. We've got all the oils. We've got all the vitamins. We've got everything going on.
I basically have airborne on a drip, on an IV drip.
Truly.
Just dropping these like chiclets. Might as well just keep going, right? Might as well just keep going. Wow, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But we're here.
We're here. And
the kids are sleeping for now. And we are ready to talk about The Crown, the next episode of The Crown.
Well, before we get into the episode of The Crown, I just wanted to remind you that you can subscribe to our podcast, obviously, here on patreon.com or on iTunes later on. If you want to find us on social media, you can. You can find us at Mary and Blake just for anything, whether it is Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, anything at all you could think of. Just search the name Mary and Blake. And of course, head to maryandblake.com where you can find all of our podcasts, including Outlander Cast and This Is Us Too and Minute with Mary and The North Remembers. All of them are all there. Even our Hamilton podcast, that's there. It's called Rise Up. It's amazing. It's a short mini-series on how we break down Hamilton. Please check it out. And you can also find that on iTunes as well as all of our podcasts. If you ever want to get in touch with us, just go to any of your email sites and let us know what you think about this podcast or any of our podcasts by emailing maryandblakemedia@gmail.com.
That's right. Easy to remember.
All right. Sorry, Marvin, you ready to get into this episode?
You bet.
Let's do it. All right. Well, this one is entitled Coup, and it is directed by Christian Schwochow.
Okay.
Or Schwochow, if you are German. And he has done lots and lots and lots and lots of German television and German films. Has not done an American production.
Okay.
And technically, I mean, The Crown is not an American production. It's whatever. It is what it is. The writer was, of course, Peter Morgan, the showrunner of The Crown. And those are the details. Marvin, what do you got for your Corgi's rating for this episode? For Coup.
For Coup? I don't know, guys. I've got some bad news for
you. Okay, what do you got?
For the coup,
yeah,
it can get a big old 3.5.
Whoa! Holy smokes!
Yep.
Wow, that is bananas.
Yeah.
3.5.
Yep.
That is
how
among...
low can you go? That's like I'm playing a what is that game where you go under the pole?
Limbo.
Yeah. How low can Mary go? 3.5 right now.
That is among the lowest I have ever.
How about you?
That seriously, like that.
Yeah.
That's probably the lowest rating I've ever heard you give.
Yeah.
Ever.
Probably. I think I've given a 3 somewhere. But continue.
For me, I'm giving this one surprisingly a 3.9.
Oh, okay. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah, we're in the same universe here. I would even say the same solar system, if you will. The thing that saves this episode for me is just the sheer talent of Charles Dance. There's nothing quite like the character he plays. Which I think is largely the same character, which is Tywin Lannister.
Yeah.
but he's just amazing. He's one of like the greatest gifts that Hollywood has to offer right now.
Truly.
And I love watching him. And part of watching him is Lord Mountbatten. What is picturing Tywin Lannister in this role. But not in the same thing, in the same time. Tywin Lannister, for those of you who are not Game of Thrones fans, was a major character in Game of Thrones. Like, major. And he was a big deal. And he was the same kind of guy. There was just no messing around, no fussing around. We're gonna get to business here, and I'm going to rule everything, and I know everything, and you're wrong if you go against me. That's the kind of character that he is. And oddly enough, here's a personal story for you. He's basically my dad. That's how it works. That's the kind of relationship I have with my dad. Yay, awesome.
Fun inside fact.
So what do you got for your GBG, my darling? Great. You're good, bad, and you're great.
My good? I love spending time with Dickie. Now, Blake has no idea because he didn't watch seasons 1 and 2, but I just love any time.
No, not Dickie. Porchy.
Oh.
Dickie is Lord Mountbatten.
Ah, oh, Fungal.
It's Porchy.
Portion. That's what I mean.
Yes.
You were just saying Dickie, right?
No, you did. You said Dickie, not me.
Where did I get Dickie out of?
Well, Dickie.
Porchy.
Dickie is the name of Lord. That's Lord Mountbatten's first name.
Okay, I'm back. Porchy. I love hanging out with Porchy. I love talking horses. I love just seeing Queen Elizabeth smile and sit there and say, like, I know what my life could have possibly been.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that moment where it's like, I wasn't supposed to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably supposed to marry you, Porchy. I was supposed to just like live with horses and have rolling sex in the fields talking about horses with Porchy.
I don't think Porchy has rolling sex in the fields.
Oh, he would with Lizzie. Oh, he would. And she would.
He doesn't strike me as the rolling fields kind of guy.
She
probably is.
She would make him roll.
He's more like with pajamas on missionary.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, all I know, between Outlander with Jamie Fraser being in the horse stables and Porchy, I'm just saying, people do some great stuff.
With horses?
Not with horses, but if they know horses. I don't know. But I'm just, I have a lot of canon that happens in my own head about Lizzie's life with Porchy.
I just got done reading the chapter.
Why do I keep calling him Dickie? It's stuck in my head now because this is the guy. Get out of my head.
I just got done reading the chapter in Dragonfly and Amber where they watch the two horses mate. And people are like, "Ooh, I'm secretly turned on by this." I'm like, "Oh, like this is gross." You're just watching two horses go at it. Like, I don't know. Sorry. What's your bad? What do you got with your bad?
Now, this might not go well, guys.
Okay. That's interesting. What do you got?
I'm just bored of politics.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, what kind of politics?
Let me tell you. If there are too many old white men in a room on the show of The Crown, I'm bored. I'm bored with you. Get me some Queen Elizabeth or get me some Princess Margaret.
Yep.
Spice some things up. Mm-hmm. If we're... And I know, like, probably all of you are sitting here being like, Mary, this is her life. Like, she is the queen. She has to deal with Parliament. She has to deal with this coup. This really happened.
Well, that's questionable, but...
Okay. I'm just saying, when Lord Tywin came in, it threw me for a loop because he's the same exact character that he was in Game of Thrones, who just comes in and just is like, whatever, I'm taking over this situation. So it threw me for a loop because I see him as Lord Tywin from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And he was acting pretty much in the same character. So then I was just like, I've already seen this. I've already seen this show. Okay. Bring me back. Where's Princess Margaret? I think that's my bad. Is like, I'm bored of the politics. I want to go party with Margaret.
Well, I think that's kind of part and parcel with the message that they're trying. You know, they're trying, like, when a bunch of old white dudes get together who are conservative, it's a scary thing.
No, and I get it. And the whole idea was that Queen Elizabeth was away and all this was happening. I get it. But because of that, I was just having too much fun having my cannon of rolling sex in the fields with horses that I was like, gosh, why did we just cut back to the white guys' rooms?
Not with horses, horses.
I'm not drinking, guys. It is only 7:55. Blake, please save me.
Well, yeah, you're great. What's your great? What's your great? You got to have a great.
Oh my God.
What?
When Prince Philip came in, it was all sorts of like, you were gone for a month. And Queen Elizabeth was like, yes, I was. And then he just gave her that kiss where it's like, I am going to bone you so hard. And she crossed her legs. And he walked away with a smirk. And he's like, yep, that just happened.
Oh, that's what she said.
I know. Maybe you're sitting there being like, Mary, where did your mind go in this episode? I was bored of politics, so I soaked up any moment of sexual tension, which there was only two moments, guys. There was only two moments, but they made them to the G's.
They made it to the G's, all right.
Okay, you take over and save this episode for me.
All right. So my good, there's the great scene. You know, as much as I think we'll get into this whole thing with this episode, where it was kind of silly, there was a great scene between Olivia Colman and Charles Dance, where Queen Elizabeth just dresses this guy down. And there's this great dichotomy and juxtaposition between the two. She's the younger queen. He's the uncle, the older guy who's been well-established as an admiral. He's this big, tough guy singing Auld Lang Syne as he's walking out of the building holding his own portrait. You know, like, there's a great, great irony here. And the way that it's shot, too, is that Elizabeth is just slightly higher than Lord Mountbatten, and you can see the power structure mm-hmm. just within the frame itself. And he really, I mean, he had no problem telling her what he did, but you could see that it was like, oh God, I did this, and I have to answer to it to the queen, and she just came back from rolling sex horse.
No, she didn't get to have it.
Well, she wanted it, you know, and that whole thing. So I really liked that scene. The bad for me is that this is pretty like on the line of dramatization, fake. Like, technically there were conversations about Lord Mountbatten, like not overthrowing, but just how would, if this were to happen, it's not really confirmed 100% whether or not, like, his total role in it.
Okay.
And there's some pretty serious liberties with the history that they're taking here. And you can kind of tell because it's all kind of silly.
Okay.
It's all kind of silly what goes on. And I'm not a big fan of this episode. I mean, Charles Dance is great, and it was obviously, again, shot beautifully. But like, she's off doing horses and there giving PowerPoint presentations on why he can or cannot take over the British government and the whole, just, I don't know. But the great, and you're going to love this one.
Bring it on.
Elizabeth's like outfit at the racetrack, the pink one. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, girl.
Why do you think I'm going to love this one?
Because you love costume talk. You love, like...
Sometimes I do.
It's Lizzie getting a little wild with it. Yeah, that's not like the queen kind of wear.
Can I tell you? I didn't even really notice.
Oh, my God!
I was too interested in the sexual tension. And not... You know what? It's not even sexual tension. I'll get more PG, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just Lizzie being Lizzie. You know, mm-hmm. like that probably would be more of her personal style if she didn't have to be the freaking monarch.
Right.
You know, like she probably would cut loose and add in a bit of fuchsia from time to time.
Fuchsia.
You know, like she would smile and enjoy life a little bit more. I think that's what I was really capturing more the essence of, is like the life that it could have been.
Sure.
You know, there's so many people who are like stuck in their lives, and I bet they daydream, like, what if I took this route instead at that one moment of my life?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into this episode.